Welcome to our morning session. Let's start our morning practice with a couple of minutes of any kind of prayer, speaking to a higher intelligence or our own higher self, or just our own self, in any way that you like, in a very informal way, in a very open-hearted way. Say what needs to be said, ask what needs to be asked for. And let's continue our practice with a sense of deep gratitude, starting with thoughts of gratitude and eventually just being in a state of gratitude. You can think of what you're grateful for yesterday, today, now, all that's right and supporting you in your life, and eventually come to a place of just being. Grateful, deep gratitude. moment by moment, only gratitude. And what's it like to be in a state of gratitude, with or without thoughts? And meditation is a state of relaxation as well as alertness, awakeness. In our usual consciousness, the more alert we get, sometimes the more restless we get. The more relaxed we get, sometimes the more sleepy we get. Or passive we get. But in meditation it is relaxed and alert and vigilant and awake. So I'll mention some body parts. In each place, let there be a sense of relaxation and also alertness, awakeness, fully alert, fully awake. The top of the head. Back of the head, the forehead, feeling all the tension draining out. relaxed, at the same time very awake, very present. Eyebrows both the eyes and muscles surrounding the eyes. Both the cheeks. Releasing hidden tension you didn't even know existed. The lips, the chin, the nose. Both the ears. Throat and neck. Bringing your full attention to each part. It's not necessary to visualize it. Just feel it. Both the shoulders. Relaxed. Awake. The upper arms, shoulders down to the elbows. The lower arms. Elbows down to the fingertips. Deeply relaxed. Completely alert, awake from the inside. It's like your body is waking up. Coming to the chest. The entire rib cage, deep inside this part of the body. Releasing hidden tension you didn't even know was there, just by being aware. Coming to the belly, all the way down to the abdomen. Relaxed and awake. deep inside the belly and abdomen. Coming to the upper back, flowing down to the middle back. We're directing attention in a very conscious way and the lower back. And the entire back. Moving down to the buttocks, both the thighs, relaxed and alert. Both the knees calf muscles slowly going down to the ankles. And both the feet, every part of both the feet. And all the toes. Can you be aware of all the toes, all the fingers, and any other part of the body that sticks out a bit. Nose, the ears, all these extremities simultaneously. And aware of the whole body simultaneously from head to toe, inside and outside. A sense of relaxation and also a sense of inner awakeness, aware of what's happening. And even if you can experience this just 1%, that's a beautiful thing. Very healthy thing. And what's it like to forget what the body looks like? Leave any memory, and all you're left with is this present experience. And check if these feelings have any boundary, any border, without memory. And now abiding in a state of open awareness, rigpa. Thoughts can come and go, feelings can come and go, memories can come and go. Everything can come and go, like things come and go in the sky, and yet you remain entirely unaffected. You are now the background on which everything else is projected. Nowhere to go, nothing to become. And for today's practice, specially notice short bursts of thought. Identify a short burst of thought as a short burst of thought. And just come back to Rigpa, come back to open awareness. No need to follow that thought. Notice the arising and the passing of the thought. Rigpa is free from identification. It just is. Completely relaxed, completely awake at all times. Noticing short bursts of thought, immediately recognizing them like a shooting star in the sky, and back to open awareness. identifying bursts of thought, coming back to open awareness. No fixed focus. The body appears in this open awareness. Thoughts and memories appear in this open awareness. Everything appears in this open awareness. So let this be your foundation. Relaxed and awake. Whenever you find yourself getting into a train of thought, recognize, step back. No need to board any train. You've already arrived. relaxed and also alert. Noticing short bursts of thought. And for the last part of our practice, we'll radiate loving kindness. Whatever little bit of peace, stillness, silence we have experienced, we will share this. Share this with all beings. Starting with everyone who is supporting us in being in this retreat, the staff here, people back at home, anyone else, radiate loving kindness, maitri, to all of these people in your own way, wishing them happiness. And all the participants of this retreat, many are here right now, some will come a little later, radiating loving kindness to all the participants. May they share in this peace, this harmony. And the larger Rigpa community all over the world. Radiating loving kindness. May each of them be truly happy, truly well. Be liberated from their suffering. Your friends, share this peace with your friends, radiating loving kindness. Family members, parents, children, spouses, radiating loving kindness. All the people who've inspired you, supported you, your whole life, teachers, friends, even people you casually met, or people you've never met, but they've had an impact, radiating loving kindness to all of them. All the challenging people in your life, from the time you were born till today, given you a hard time. And yet in the process have helped you grow, become stronger, radiating loving kindness. all living beings, large and small, human and non-human, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Radiating loving kindness. Just wishing well. Every atom in the entire universe, everything, without exception, radiating loving kindness. And for the rest of this day, the rest of this evening, the rest of this retreat, radiating loving kindness. Whatever needs to happen will happen. Concluding our practice the same way we began, the sense of gratitude, deep gratitude to yourself, to this opportunity, to all the supporting conditions. Most of all, just for being. Gratitude to Rigpa, our true nature, forever patient, forever present, always here.